prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 October 2021, and I'm glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. Before I forget, we're going to have tomorrow's office day, of course, and I hope to be in office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I love getting your phone calls. I really do, and I love hearing from new callers. That's just such a blessing to hear from anybody listening in, I don't know, Washington, D.C., or Washington State, or Canada, Washington, D.C. also, but Canada, or get a call from overseas sometimes. It's just such a blessing that people out there actually listening to this broadcast, and I pray with everything in me that I'm blessing y'all and glorifying God doing this. I hope we're doing something to help you understand what's happening, perhaps, how to prepare some for the future. That's what we're here for. And to give support to those, maybe you're having a hard time in a lot of ways. Folks, I'm a pastor. I'm a minister above everything else. We cover all issues because it's my job as a pastor to teach all things to the body of Christ as best I can. This come weekend, we're going to have Bible study starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. The hour on teaching, I'm going to try to do a little bit of teaching what I see happening in Revelation 18 in today's events. Now, I am not an old-time Testament prophet. I'm not. But I can. And I am a New Testament prophet as far as I can tell you what the Bible says is going to happen. Not when it's going to happen, but sometime in the, we'll say, in the vicinity when it's going to happen. And by the grace of God, for the last 20 years or better, we've talked about things that are going to happen. They are happening right in order as we've said they're going to happen. Not because I'm smart, because the Bible says it's going to happen that way. So a New Testament prophet doesn't give prophecies of new dates and new places and events 20 years from now. He just tells you what's going to come down the road according to the Scripture, and that's what I do. You can join us this weekend if you'd like to. If you go to PastorButch.com and find live stream at 10:30 Saturday morning, click on that, and there will be. The first 45 minutes is prayer requests, praise reports, testimonies, and some music. 11:30, we get into current events, very important issues. And at 1 o'clock, I do a teaching. This week is going to be somewhat on some what I understand is happening right now in the world, not just here, in the way of prophecy from the New Testament. We're going to talk about some things that have to do with the coronavirus and how it fulfills prophecy. And folks, I'm sure it certainly does. So don't miss that if you can at all. And if you can't watch on live stream, you can call us on this number, 339-209-5013. 209-5013. Listen on that if you like. And it's going to be this coming Saturday, like I said, 10:30 a.m. Now, don't forget also that we are still offering the T-shirts, folks. The ones that get them are loving them. They really are. I hope you'll get one. If you have the courage to wear something to witness against the bondage of slavery with the mask and showing who you are in Christ as a lion in Christ and not no fear, this is something that you want to wear. I'll be wearing mine tomorrow in the office and out running around tomorrow afternoon in town doing a few things. So, yeah, I'll wear mine. I'm honored to wear it and show that I'm a Christian, and I'm not afraid of what Satan's trying to do to everybody. I'm not afraid of it. And, of course, the teachings we did, a time of war, a hard, straightforward, the hour-long DVD or CD, but I suggest DVD if you have someone to play it, that you're going to want to hear to understand the times we live in right now, a time of war. And also, and one did a session before that, a stolen and forgotten birthright. My friends, I'm telling this out of total love. If you don't know who you are in Christ, what your rights, blessings, privileges, and authority is in Christ, and the duty you have in fulfilling that role, you don't know who you are in Christ. I'm afraid you're going to be deceived in a lot of problems, folks, in the very near future. A stolen and forgotten birthright will open your eyes to who we are in Christ and what we need to do to stand for the truth. Now, if you call tomorrow, you place an order, say, send me a calendar. We won't see you in 2022 call to decision calendar. They're not anything fancy, but they've got some beautiful pictures on outdoor pictures. Same one last year, but everybody really seemed to like it. So we did the same thing with the same pictures because they're so just peaceful to look at. And if you can't afford a calendar, I mean, if you can't afford an order, just call tomorrow and say, I want a calendar. Give us your address. We'll send it to you. Now, we're down halfway. Our stock's about halfway going. Once you're going, folks, of course, I won't get any more. But we have them here if you want them. And the 2-for-1 is still in the deal for REM Sleep and Tranquil. Two great products. REM Sleep and Tranquil are all natural. Even the products that list at the bottom of them are made out of natural substances. There's nothing in a product that's not natural. Nothing. It's all made out of natural products. So we have them available 2-for-1. If you want it, just call tomorrow and ask for it. And again, I would remind you, please, this weekend, to please keep Russ Dizdar the rest of this week in your prayer. Russ Dizdar texted me last night, as I shared last night on the program. He is a very sick gentleman right now. Russ Dizdar said he's very, very sick. When Russ Dizdar said that, you know he is. Well, he's not the kind of man that gives in that easy. He's been playing replays on his broadcast because he hadn't felt like doing it. He's just not been well. So please keep Russ Dizdar and his wife and family in your prayers if you don't mind. And our guest tonight, as I tell you about every night, if you're listening right now on shortwave on 6115, you listen to it because Melly Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for that hour. Now she is. She truly is. She's blessed this program and blessed me and my family more than I can say over a lot of years. Now, we go back a bunch of years. Now, I have to remember, she's only 39 years old, though, you understand. But we go back probably at least 20 of those years. So anyway, she's been with me a long time as a friend and helped with my family situation sometimes when I had to cash in some coins to pay some things off and help my son. She's been there. She's been a friend. And now she's a sponsor of the program as far as paying for the airtime, and I cannot tell you what that means to me, have somebody like that with us that cares for us that much. So we're going to bring it right now, Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, are you there?
I certainly am.
Well, I tell you what, it's good to have you. I know we go back a lot of years, and I know you're only 39. You started working with me when you were about 19, I realize that.
Yeah, I was very young.
But I want to thank you for being there for so many years and what you tried to do with people and what you have done with people, what you taught me. You and Bob Chapman taught me more on what real money is and how to handle finances than anybody else in my life. And that's the truth. And I don't take that for granted. I won't forget you for that because you've done that. You've done it in a way that has helped me understand things and it actually helped me survive financially. And I want to thank you for doing that and taking time to do that with anybody to ask you. That is a blessing, Melody. Thank you.
Well, I it's humbling when I talk to people and to hear stories and so forth. And, you know, I'm just doing my job. I mean, that's what my job is. And, you know, it's funny because online, on the website, we're a Christian company. I can't tell you how many times over the years people have told me, well, you know, you ought to take that down because it could offend some and you might make more business and so forth. It's like, no, I can't take that down. Are you crazy? I'd be afraid I'd get hit by lightning or something. But no, I mean, that's me. People, and I don't use my faith to sell coins. But how I do my job supports my faith and shows, I hope, who I am as a person. And we make mistakes, but we correct them, and we're not perfect by any means. And I also just wanted to say, Butch, I have your calendar right in front of me. I got mine yesterday.
Oh, great.
And I brought it up here into the office, and it is a beautiful calendar. So,
well,
yeah. Yeah, so it's done very nicely, very beautiful pictures. And I like it because it's small. It's smaller. It fits on my desk. And so I think everyone should get one, but at least support and purchase something to get one. So I encourage them. So
I like the pictures because they make you feel relaxed, don't they?
They do. They do. I've had a long day, so I hope it doesn't make me fall asleep. No. They're beautiful pictures. They really are.
Not quite that relaxed.
They're kind of like Kincaid-ish type pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. And they're pictures of what I guess you want to see in nature. And I think they're I'm looking at one now from last year, October. It's a waterfall with full collar leaves around. It looks like it does here in the States. I mean, in West Virginia. We're blessed to have that all around us. I mean, collars right now are getting beautiful around our place. Really beautiful. And I love this time of year for that reason. So that's what this reminds me of, is just sitting here looking at a waterfall and the beautiful leaves that God created. But folks, we don't get to, we're not, I'm going to start preaching here, but I want to tell you what, our God created a beautiful world to let us live in. And no, we haven't helped it a whole lot. We haven't. But one day, if we're faithful to Him, we get to be on the new earth. Imagine what that's going to be like. When this one's so beautiful, imagine what one that's not scarred with sin is going to be like. Isn't that going to be unbelievable? But anyway, we'll get back to business here. Melody, I know gold and silver went up today. What did gold go up today?
Well, we had a great day in gold today. It was up almost 2%. So we're almost back to 1800 again in the mid-1700s. So it was around 1795. Silver had a good day. It was up almost a little over 2.25%. And it got back up over $23. Premiums are high on the products, particularly silver. We go through this every year at the end of the year. They change over to the new coins, the 2022 coins that'll be coming out in January. So they slow down the mintage of the 2021s, and we're now seeing that and experiencing that. I would expect the market to get tighter and tighter as we get into November. And particularly this year, because they had the changeover in June to the new design, there's even less of them. You know, so production was slow. A couple of weeks ago, the mint came out, and they decided to cut the allotments in half and the delivery times in half. So you got a double whammy, and premiums jumped on the Silver Eagles because that tells wholesalers product is going to get tight in the very near future. So
wow.
It's both gold and silver has really created a strong base here at these levels. Sure, you know, silver was higher and you know, we were in 22s. But, I mean, I don't look at, you know, a 10-degree spread to determine what the trend is. I mean, you're going to have some big ups and downs in between, but I still think silver being in these low 20s, the 22s and the 23s, have really built a very strong base. In the same way with gold, you're going to see it's, you know, trade between 1750 and 1800. And that's just the way it is. So,
you know, I remember back when I've said this earlier many times, when I first bought silver dollars, they were retailing for $3 a piece, Melody. $3 a piece, what I paid for them. Now they're retailing for, what are they going for now? Walk in Liberty for the silver dollar.
The Silver Eagle? The modern issue Silver Eagle?
Yes.
$32.
So I went from $3 to $32. Would you say I made a good investment?
I think that wasn't bad.
I think it wasn't too bad.
It was pretty good, yeah.
It paid off my house 17 years early. That wasn't too bad, was it?
That wasn't too bad.
Not at all, folks. We're telling you this because we care, and it's not too late. You're going to need something worth something in the future because the dollar is going to nothing. And I'm just telling you that because it's true. We're seeing so many things happening in this world today, and I'm going to share some of them this coming Saturday because it's fulfilling prophecy, folks. It is fulfilling prophecy just as fast as time will take it. and time's going by very quickly. It really is. Just read an article here from Dr. Ron Paul, used to be Senator, Congressman Ron Paul. You know who I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Super intelligent guy, and he retired from Congress some years back. I got to meet him in Texas some years back, and very humble gentleman, actually. But he's talking about the Great Southwest Airlines Rebellion, with a question mark at the end of that, and what's going on with that. And he said, you know, they had to cancel about over 2,000 flights just the other day because they didn't have the personnel. They're quitting, and they're walking out on sick leave. They have, as you said today in your program, they have vacation time and sick leave. They want to use it up. So they're walking off, knowing they're probably going to be fired anyway, so they're having a sick out, I think is what they call it. But he said there's strong information around the American Airlines and others are going to follow suit. Folks, that will cripple the industry, the airline industry. That will cripple it, maybe beyond repair. It will at least make it a whole lot smaller and maybe make it more difficult for anybody to fly in the way they want to, especially if they don't follow the rules. Now, you have to understand this. This is not by chance. This is happening for a purpose. It's prophesied. It's happening. The freedom we took for granted to be able to travel where we want to, when we want to, started going downhill very quickly when they started doing with all the shakedowns and all the frisking you go through airports and all the trouble you have to do to get on the airplane. And that started a long time ago, folks. That started a lot, but they're really going to crack down on it now. And Biden administration is wanting to actually make you have a passport. A passport to cross state lines. Oh, I'm not making up. They have a bill right now introduced before Congress in Florida to make it against the law for the passport the U.S. Congress from the delegate from Florida who wants to pass the law before it happens that they can't make them. Now, if they were trying to pass a bill to stop the passport issue between states, then it must be going to happen, at least talking about it. This is what's going on in America today. And I don't need to tell you about finances. I don't need to tell you about inflation. Surely I don't. If you live in this country, you know what inflation is. You know what it's like. I mean, right, I just read an email in your program that over 40% of U.S. households have been hurting financially in the last few months because of losing their jobs, obviously, because of prices going up, and some have spent their whole life savings during the COVID crisis trying to survive. It's just the way it is. And they said the people that make $50,000 or $50,000 a year or less, the problems rose in 59% of the families. Folks, this is for real happening. Let's not shrug our shoulders and say, well, I don't want to talk about gold and silver. Well, if you don't understand biblical money and biblical responsibility. That's all I can say. You have no idea what it means to live righteously as far as finances go if you don't talk about gold and silver. There's nothing wrong with that. It's made for a purpose. The purpose is to use wisely. That's why they had our founders make gold and silver the only thing that could be coined for money. Not printed, but coined. We lost that concept. We lost the godly concept of unjust weights and measures. And the curse upon unjust weights and measures. And the fiat dollar bill is a curse. It's an unjust weight measure. That's why it's going to nothing. Inflation's taking over. Melody, I don't want to start get on a roll here, but you add to it what you want to add to it.
No, I think you ought to keep going. I think you're doing great.
I mean, it's obviously true that if people just stop and think, money is not sinful. The love of money is. Preparing your family for the future is righteous, a righteous thing to do. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in Timothy that if a man doesn't prepare for his own family and provide for him, he's denied the faith and worse than infidel. That means he's going to hell. That's how important it is. I mean, gas this week for regular gasoline hit $7.49.9 in California. High test is $8.49.9. Folks, now you say, well, it's ridiculous. Yes, it's ridiculous, but it's coming down our way soon. Price of oil today was up over $80 a barrel. Prices this in our area are going to go to at least, I'd say, $4 over the next couple of months. Mel, do you have any comments to that?
And you know what? You don't hear any mainstream media talk about it. It's kind of like they brushed it underneath the. I mean, but once before, if California was paying $7-$8 a gallon, it'd be all over the place. New York, I think it's up to $5. You don't hear anybody talking about it.
No, you
don't. No, you don't. You don't hear any of the financial news programs. Oh, they talk about $80 in oil, but they just talk like it's, you know, hey, it's a great investment. You can do this and make money here. They don't talk about the hurt heading into winter. Heating oil. I got a thing from my electric company through my phone. I think it was today. Hey, conserve your energy between 1 and 2 o'clock. Those are peak times. Why do they care about peak times if our infrastructure was strong enough? It's fall. Our temperatures are warmer than usual, but it wasn't that warm where you needed a whole lot of air conditioning. And they're concerned about the infrastructure, that we're overusing electricity in October. So what's going on? What are they worried about? What are they trying to do? Program us? Program us that as soon as they send us a text that, you know, hey, cut back on your electricity. And if you don't, the next time, maybe they're going to charge you. So, I mean, it's crazy times, Butch.
It is. And we just want to face it. Folks, this shouldn't be a surprise to you. The infrastructure in America is falling apart.
It is.
I mean, from the power grid to highways, everything else is falling apart. And I'm not saying that to make you feel discouraged. I'm more telling you that Psalms 9:17 says, all nations that forget God are turned into hell. And he said that, and he saw in Amos 8:11 that there will be a famine for a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but for the word of God that come first. Then comes the famine for bread and water. And folks, we're seeing that right now. Matter of fact, just reading an article Dan Miller's program that pretty soon eating a steak will be a luxury because they're going to be outlawed. Yeah, I don't mean to make them get so ugly, make them so difficult to raise that the price would be so high you can't afford them. And I'm telling you the truth. I really am. That's why they're bringing fake meat into restaurants. Please accept what I'm telling you the truth, because I'm telling you the truth. If you find me telling you something isn't true, you call in and tell me, because I want to fix it. I'm telling you the truth. We're heading for a rough winter. Now, I'm not setting dates or anything else, but I promise you we're heading for a rougher winter than we've seen probably in my lifetime, and I've been here for almost 3/4 of a century. You figure it out. I mean, when the White House is saying people are not going to be able to get what they want even for Christmas, I don't do Christmas any longer because of what it is. But they're saying people won't be able to get stuff they want for Christmas because there's going to be shortages from everything from turkeys up to toys. Think about that, folks, and don't just shrug it off. Prepare your family. Melody, you go ahead. You kick in whenever you want to.
Well,
you're my guest now. You kick in.
I don't think it's, you know, I'm not so worried about through Christmas, but I'm wondering what January is going to be, because if they're pushing these people to go buy their Christmas stuff now, they're spending money now that they would, what in the heck is that fourth quarter going to look like? You know, this will keep this third quarter looking fine. Maybe it'll get them through this quarter. What's that fourth quarter going to look like?
That is amazing. And if companies don't sell during Christmas, they don't make any money normally. You know that. Not much.
And the thing of it is, hey, there's stuff out there. What do you need for Christmas?
That's true.
What are the things that people can't get? I mean, come on. Not everybody's out there buying new cars for their children. Some are, but I mean, come on. What's out there that you can't get? We see the empty shelves, but there's always something else. We see the empty shelves. My concerns are the food. So, and I'm not including food in what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christmas gifts is what I'm talking about. And it is totally different than the shortage of food and, you know, some of these other items. But these are all signs. These are all indications of where we're headed or what we have. And whether it happens the last quarter, the first quarter of next year, or whenever, you're affected every single day. You're affected today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, and so on. If you care to look to see how it is affecting you, or you can buy into their world or buy into their news and say, you know, it has to pretty much hit you on the head before you realize that you've been conned.
Well, you know, obviously,
I had a customer one time who called me, and he says, Melody, he says, I have to apologize. He says, I didn't buy from you. He says, but I never thought I could be conned. He says, I'm at an age, I'm smart, I'm intelligent. I know what con is. I've seen it. I know it. I could never be conned. He says, I was conned. And it always reminds me of what's happening here in this country. Both sides, people are being conned. And they're so unaware of it, of what's really happening to them, and that's the division that we see. And it's truly sad.
If you look, you get magazines or different places, even online, you get advertisements for coin selling precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
And you look the prices, and I call and ask you, they are conning people.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, they really and truly are. I was shocked sometimes at the prices that you're putting out, and people are actually buying them. Obviously, they wouldn't be advertising in multi-million-dollar ads if they weren't making money. They couldn't do it, so they're buying them from them. And I don't understand it. You can save them at least 10% and everything, maybe more in a lot of them. And I don't know why people just keep on doing that. But you know, we're seeing hospitals. This is an article by Mike Adams with Natural News. Hospitals are purging. They said purging thousands of workers to engineer healthcare collapse. So this is dark winter die for acceleration. Folks, I'm not making this up. One hospital in New York fired 1,400 employees because they wouldn't take the vaccine. That's really the truth. And they now admitted in the Vermont Daily Chronicle that 76% of COVID deaths are now occurring in vaccinated individuals. I wonder why. I understand from engineering here, the flights were being canceled, and that's going to definitely hurt people wanting to travel, but not only that, but the people depend on the airlines for living. Now we're seeing hospital staff being fired or having to quit because they won't do the vaccines. That's going to make shortages in hospitals, but in New York State, they're bringing in the National Guard to fill the gap. Do you see the pattern, folks, bringing the National Guard to fill the gaps? Everybody's going to applaud it because they have help. Do you see the idea of bringing military in? No one, after everybody gets used to that, is some military's on the street. Years ago, Henry Kissinger said, now this is, again, a paraphrase, that right now Americans would be up in arms, so to speak, over UN troops in the streets, but one day they're going to welcome them. And it could be they're the ones going to come in to help make sure the hospitals are running and airlines are running. We're going to be so happy to have them here because they're going to be our saviors. Do you see that coming, my friends? Do you see it coming? And total control of finances, as prophesied in the scriptures, is here. If you don't have something in your hand, if you don't have it in your possession, you don't have it. If it's in a bank and safety deposit box, you don't have it. If it's a 401k or IRA, you don't have it. You think you do. It's on paper somewhere. But if the economy collapses, you have nothing. Or if they want to take it from you, and they will, banks will protect themselves first. You don't have it. Is that all a true statement, Melody?
They all protect themselves first on your dime, on our dime. That's what they do. That's what they do best. That's what they've always done. It's not a secret.
No, it's not a secret. Folks, back at the break, if you don't call and have any questions about finances, please call tonight because I'm here to try to help as a pastor and a friend, and Melody's here to try to help as a sister in Christ. Call us at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here. We're talking to Melody Cedarstrom, and I tell you what, I've always enjoyed doing a radio show with her. I do with her, one with her, 3 times a week on her broadcast at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and we have a great time doing it. We cover a lot of news, a lot of information, and we enjoy it. I think we make a pretty good team to work together on this information, because she's an expert on finances. I can find the stories in between, try to add some scriptural sense to them, because it is scriptural, folks. Everything I'm telling you tonight is scriptural. It's happening. It's going to happen. But nowhere in the Bible does it say we shouldn't prepare ourselves for what's coming. Matter of fact, it says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself. I'm telling you, trouble, my friend, is coming in a lot of different directions that you never dreamed of before. America has never had the problems that we're going to have in the next few months. And I know I'm not telling you this as a definite thing. I'm telling you that we're seeing things happen right now. If it goes in the direction, if it keeps going the same direction, we're going to see things happen this winter that I think most of it may shock a lot of people. Especially in inflation and the cost of energy is going to go through the roof. I do believe that with all my heart. I hope I'm wrong, but I do believe it's going to happen. But I mean, when you get stories out from Bloomberg, it says steak's going to become a luxury like champagne someday. I never drank champagne. Don't think I care much for it. But when steak's become a luxury item, what's that tell you? What are they trying to tell you? Now, what we take for granted for so many years, we're about to lose, folks. We become a spoiled, soft, lazy population as a whole. We truly have become soft physically, mentally, and somewhat spiritually. A lot spiritually, I should say. It just is what it is. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm not going to break up. I'm not going to break up what I'm telling you to try to make a difference, because I'm telling you the truth. And we'll get the phone call in just a minute, but you give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I don't care if you got $100 or $10,000. Call and ask her what you can do to prepare yourself for the future. Precious metals do fluctuate. But, folks, silver's hit a solid base. It's not going to go much below what it is right now. I can remember for a long time, it took a long time to break from 12 to 13. and from 13 to 15. Now it's 23, almost 20, and it's been up past 28 in the last few months. It's going to go back up even higher than that. And Melody, I've been hearing and reading this, and there's no way I can know this. Maybe, I'm sure you can maybe predict it better than I can, but I know you can set a date. But they're expecting silver to hit $600 an ounce and gold to hit as high as 10,000, maybe more. And I would say that's in the future. That's definitely in the cards. I don't want to set dates on that, but can you maybe see it going to that someday?
I don't have a doubt that we're going to see much higher prices in gold and silver. I can sensationalize the prices. I can sensationalize 600 silver. I can sensationalize gold 10,000. I think gold will go higher. But what people don't understand, and I try to bring this, because high prices like that, it's sexy. It's exciting. It's very exciting. But what people don't understand about gold is, if gold is, and I'm just going to round out the numbers, if gold is 2,000 and we'll say silver is 50, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go higher. Because if the market falls apart and the paper gets devalued, you're still better off having gold at 2,000 and silver at 50. And that's the whole point. And that's a point that never gets discussed. And because your investments will all be revalued, devalued, along with the dollar, and gold will be there protecting your purchasing power. Regardless, it'll never go to zero. You'll never lose 100%. And do I think it's going to go higher than 2,000? Do I think silver? Of course. I'm just saying the importance is, it protects your purchasing power even if it stayed at the prices today. And that's something that people can't grasp. They just don't. It's never taught that that is a good thing. And that's what. Now, another thing is guarantees, Butch. Everybody wants a guarantee. And there are no guarantees in life. None. There's only one. And you have to look up for that one. So it's things go up, things go down. But we have to do the best we can. We have to use our brains that were given to us, our common sense. And you look to gold and silver as real money, as God's money. And where else would you want to be, is my question.
Very true. Huh. And folks, for years you heard me talk about storable foods on this program. And right now, Numana Foods, I think, is one of the best buys out there, and definitely some of the best quality food. Numana Foods, somebody I look into. Just go to Numana.com. Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com. If you call Mr. and Pat Mission, Pastor Butch is 10% off, if you mention my name. Yeah, know that they don't pay for an ad on here. They do have to pay the airtime once in a while, though, and that's important. But Numana Foods, we offer Berkey water filters through this ministry. Storable food and water, you can't do without water very long at all, and you need food eventually. If you're not preparing for hard times, and I want to tell you, I mean, even canned goods are going to get scarce and higher in prices soon. They're telling, this is coming through mainline channels, not me. You know, I like to think this is all wrong and this is all happened, but I've been watching for too many years fall in line and fall in place. I really have. The best way to bring the people to their knees is to cut off their food supply, their heat and energy supplies, and watch them grovel and fall in line for something to eat. Or they'll take up arms. Yeah, I'm serious. Civil war's coming to America. It's prophesied by Dimitri Dudeman back in the late 80s and early 90s. It's coming to America. Prepare yourself. 800-375-4188. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
I heard you talking about Russ Dizdar. Well,
yes.
Steve Quayle is home, but he's still on oxygen, and he's not doing excellent either. So we need to keep him in prayer too. And there's a lot of you guys that we need to really keep it. All of our guys, all of our truth tellers, all of our ministers that are real ministers and not 401(c)s. We need to keep you guys in prayer. Because you're getting attacked. a lot.
Thank you. Thank
a
you.
Lot.
I agree.
And we
That's
need
true.
To keep you guys in prayer. And don't forget to support Pastor Butch's ministry. You know, send him what you can or buy those CDs, those teachings he's talking about. Those are excellent. I got mine the other day, and I sit and I listened to him when he did them live, you know, Saturday. Don't forget Saturdays. But the food supply, the truckers, 1.4 million truckers are refusing to go to state mandates. I got that person who owns a trucking company says, we just go to the other states. They're taking these ships that are offshore, and they're heading for Houston and this, you know, where they can, the states have ports that don't have mandates. Those are the ones they'll ship from and to. Yeah.
And they're having a hard time now just finding truckers.
Yeah. They got 18-year-olds out there. They're teaching how to drive a truck.
Well, they want to bring in the military for that.
Yeah, and the military is going to be everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere.
People gonna like it that way, too, and get used to it. That's part of the plan.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all part of it. All of this is part of the plan. They
Absolutely
make people
is.
Mad enough, they either leave their job because they're not going to do what God says they're not supposed to be doing, or they do like these trucking companies, the ones that have any sense, and they're not going to the states that make them do that. They're not making their people do what God says not to. And they end up,
Amen.
They're going to put state against state, person against person, all the way down to where someday, and think about this, there's going to be kids that are going to attack people. There already are.
Oh, it's already started. That's already started, yes.
Yeah.
It's already started. Yes.
And what are you going to do then? You know, an adult is one thing, but a kid... How many people could hurt a child? But when you get starving people...
Yeah.
They're
trying to kill your wife or children, you have no choice.
Yeah.
That's sad.
You would have no
choice.
Good point,
Jan.
Now, we say it, but can we do it, really? But I had a question for Melody, and I'm sure she knows.
I don't want to, but I wouldn't have much choice.
No.
Go ahead.
You're not going to have a choice. What year did they stop putting... more silver in a coin than mixture? I know there used to be 99% or 97% silver coins, and now it's there's hardly any in there at all. You can find any with silver. Do you remember what year that was? I thought it was 63.
The last year was 1964, and from 65 to 69, the Kennedy half dollar, they did 40% silver in honor of the president.
Okay.
So actually it was the 1969, really, for the Kennedy half dollars.
Anything pre-63 or between 65 and 69?
Anything up to 64.
64, yeah.
Okay.
64 and before for your quarters and dimes. And 50-cent pieces, and then just the Kennedy half from 65 to 69, they had 40%.
Yeah,
Tom. Okay.
Okay. Change I have. I have a lot of change. I have silver change from when I was a waitress. This one gentleman used to tip me with change. Well, he was an older gentleman. His change was silver change.
Hang on to it.
Oh, yeah, my dad told me that. I was sitting there, you know, putting coins into, you had to, you know, roll your own coins. Putting them into rolls, and he says, stop, hand me that. I handed it. He says, this is silver. You look for these. You keep these. I gave him all the half dollars.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he got all the half dollars, but he stopped me, so I have them all rolled up. So I already have my silver. I could probably use more, but I already have my silver.
Well, good job.
If you can get more, get more. Good for you. Keep it up. Jan, good call. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got to jump, but thank you, sweetheart. And Melody, what is a silver half dollar going for now?
Oh, boy. They're going for about $10, $10.50.
You know, when I worked in the hayfields, young boy, I got paid 50 cents an hour. Real silver. They were paying me the equivalent of $10 an hour, weren't they? Yeah. Think about
they
that.
They were what? Yeah.
Yep, the equivalent of 10 bucks an hour. I got 50 cents an hour paid in silver money. That's equivalent to 10 bucks an hour a day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So if you're making a dollar an hour, real money, you're making 30, how much you say it was an hour for, I mean, a silver dollar's going for what now?
About 10.50. Oh, a silver dollar?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Silver Eagle is 32.
So let's just say 30 bucks. If you're making a dollar an hour of real money, you're making the equivalent of 30 bucks an hour. Is that true?
It's true.
Now, folks, that's that easy. See what the dollars went to nothing? When we had real money, it was worth something. I'm going to let Melody go. I know she had a long day. She's not done yet.
Well,
I let her go now.
It.
Well, no problem. Nobody
us youngins
got
to get to bed.
Oh, yeah, I know. I understand. Need your sleep. I understand. Well, be sure and take your pacifier with you and get you a good night's sleep. And I'll see you on the radio Friday at 4 o'clock.
You got it. Thank you, Pastor Butch. Thank you, listeners. God bless.
Talk to you soon, Melody. Folks, give a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And the line's still open. If you want to call and just talk to little old me, you can. 844-769-2944. The other news now. This is mentioned by Ingrid Castle the other night, that the court in Spain, equal to our Supreme Court, has ruled, now pay attention, Spanish court rules that COVID's a hoax and orders government to come clean and admit the truth. If this happens, now, let me just read this to you because it's too important just for me to paraphrase it. When push comes to shove, the Spanish government was forced to confess that the COVID virus has never been isolated, so the court ruled that they had to make it public. If taken to the court, every government around the world will be forced to admit the same thing. Not because the virus has never been isolated, but because it's been patented. If they admit that, they are admitting that it's a bioweapon. Did you hear what I said? Folks, the headlines are out there. Why in the name of God are people still wearing masks and afraid to go out in public? Why is it we still cower in a corner? Part of the reason is, I'm going to teach this coming Saturday, what the reason is, folks are using this for a purpose, and I'm going to explain to you the scriptures. But this is amazing. The Spanish Supreme Court basically said, it doesn't exist. If you made it, it's a bioweapon. And that's going to mean, if this spreads, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You're going to see a head roll everywhere. People are going to be really upset. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I mean, let this sink in a bit, what I just said to you. They will have to admit it's a bioweapon? Think of the millions worldwide have been vaccinated with a bioweapon. On our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, you'll see what under health news or COVID hoax, look up the headline for a Polish doctor explaining what's in the vaccine. A Polish doctor. Now, you have to read the subtitle because he speaks Polish. But you have to read the subtitle. What Carrie Madej showed us on her videos was powerful and unbelievable. What he shows makes it look like nothing. I'm not even going to try to tell you what it is. You can watch the video. It's only 15 minutes long. 14 some odd seconds. Watch it. The Polish doctor who shows you what is in the Pfizer vaccine. And basically, it's alive. Now, I don't mean it's alive as we know we're alive. But it's moving and it's multiplying. And it's growing. Look for yourself. Check it out. I just don't know how to tell you, making it clearer than that. We're seeing things starting to come together here in some ways that are absolutely unthinkable and unbelievable, but they're filling prophecy every day. And again, so desperate for people to take these so-called vaccines, they're so desperate that the state of Louisiana is offering to expunge your criminal record if you take the experimental COVID shot. Now, I'm serious about this. And what records? Oh, you must be misdemeanors. No. misdemeanors and felonies can be expunged, and you'll get a chance to win a Visa gift card. Yeah. You can get free food, and you'll have a chance to win a Visa gift card, and your record could be expunged. No matter if you're a felony or it's a misdemeanor crime, they will expunge your record if you take the jab. Here in West Virginia, finally, they've introduced a bill that they're not going to tell companies that they can't mandate the shot, but they're going to pass a bill that says if you have religious or other convictions or reasons why you can't take a vaccine, they will not force you to take the vaccine. Now, I'm talking about COVID, nothing else. But a company can tell you that you have to get a shot. If the bill passes, they can force on you. If you have a religious exemption, a religious objection to it, they can't make you take shots. Some states were not as good as Florida or Texas, perhaps, but somewhat better than a lot, because they're going to make pass a bill, makes a law here that, well, you don't have to take it if it's against your beliefs. That's that easy. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I'm having a hard time hearing you over the phone line. Your voice is faint, so if I start to just talk over you, just cut me off.
Okay, sure.
You know, you were talking about the masks. I think that the first time I ever heard Doc Marquis was on your show back in 2008, 9, 10, somewhere around in there. And in studying the New World Order, I've studied the occult. And, you know, all of our, Doc Marquis has got videos on this on YouTube. You can find them. But he goes through all of our holidays and how occultic they are.
Yes.
And you know, Satan, this is Satan's world, and he's got us to play on his stage. And Christians have done it thinking they're, you know, I've gone to a Baptist church where on Halloween you saw little girls running through the hallways dressed like cats and witches. And you know, Satan's got us playing on his stage. And in the occult, they wear masks when they're going to torture children or things like that to frighten, build up the frightening so that they can, you know, oh, God, it's so sick. But the mask is just the next thing you do on the stage. It's like if you're a NASCAR driver, you know, you're going to turn left. That's just the next thing you do. So the mask naturally come after the play that you've already been involved with. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yes, I do. It's just another step in the progression of control and fear. That's what it is.
Yes. It's a progression. It's just the next thing. And that's why the masks are so prevalent, and because people really don't believe in God anymore. That's why so many people are wearing them. Really.
I agree. And this is straight up and down the truth. Most of the ones who go to church and call themselves Christians are walking in fear beyond belief, including the pastors. And they're leading the flock right into damnation because of people walking in fear. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, is it not?
And I think it's in Luke, Christ told the disciples that fear would overcome the world, and many people would fall away because of fear. It's we're here. I always told my dad, he called me a conspiracy theorist even when I was a kid, but yeah. He said, I told him, you know, there would be a communist wave that overtook the country, and he'd always say, it'll never happen in America. And that's what got us here, the belief that it'll never happen, because believing that makes you susceptible to the attack.
That's right. And putting your trust in man is a curse. Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed be the man who puts his trust in man. You know, so we trust our leaders, take care of us. That is the most foolish thing you can do, is put your trust in mankind. I don't mean everybody, but I mean especially the political leaders of a country. The leaders corrupt themselves and get corrupted because they have the authority to make money and to bribe and to tax. And this is something that people understand. You put trust in mankind, you're going to end up in a bad place, aren't you?
It's like Deborah Tavares said last night, you know, the system of government that we thought we had has been a farce.
It has been for a long time.
We don't own our government.
No, we don't. Our senators and congressmen are paid through the International Monetary Fund. We don't pay them. Why should pay attention to us?
Yeah, and you know, they got the left-right battle, but there's not a single one of them. And I hate to say it, but including Rand Paul, really pumps the Constitution. Not one of them. And there might be some up there, but they don't get on TV.
I supported Rand Paul when he ran for senator before he was a senator. He was on my radio broadcast several times. I'll be quite honest with you, he's been a big letdown. He truly has.
He has, and I didn't vote this past election because I didn't have anybody to vote for. And after the election, I went and unregistered because, you know, I'm not going to vote for a liar.
I'm not either. I when I vote now, I have to know the person individually, up close, know him, or a third party, somebody I know. I'm not voting for Republican, Democrat anymore, unless there be one walk right out of the water that's absolutely unbelievably right on. But it ain't going to happen because if they do, they won't make it. And that's just a fact. Everybody brags on Trump, and Reagan too. Reagan had the biggest tax increase in history. Trump had the Operation Warp Speed. No, folks, they're all sellouts. They're all sellouts.
They called him Red Ronnie back when he was in Hollywood, Pastor.
That's exactly right. They did. Well, good call, Tom. I hate to jump. I got another call coming in, but thanks a lot for being here. Thank you. Call back sometime.
Amen. God bless you.
You too. Let's go to Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, I tell you, tonight with Melody Cedar Summers is talking about demand of foods and food storage. Do you know there's going to be a shortage, not just food, but a lot of things for the electric companies? I talked to somebody who's very concerned because no transformers, electric transformers, are made in America. So if power outages and transformers fail in these cities, you're going to have a wait with power outages and utilities. This is serious where we're going, Pastor Butch.
Yes, it is. It really is. Other nations are suffering already. We're going down the same road, Chris. It took a long time to set us up in this country, a long period of time to get us where we are. They started out very gradually. Clear back in the 30s under with Social Security coming in as an idea to help old people. That was a scheme to rob the people and control the people. That's all it was about. Roosevelt was a communist, a very wicked president. But everybody loved him because he said, I'll put a chicken in every pot and car in every garage. He did. But he did it at taxpayer expense. It wasn't free enterprise. It was called socialism, communism. And we tell you, it's taken us that long to get where we are now, that we are a socialist country, if not communist all the way. We're flat out of time, Chris. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call. God bless you, my friend. Out of time. That was a fast hour. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Hope you call and talk to us. Get your calendar while you can, okay? They are pretty calendars. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m. Be here. Bring coffee. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.